Hello and welcome. This is level 2 of The Edge. If you are listening to this file, you should already have listened to level 1 and you should pretty much know what to expect. Now after listening to this file, you can only have an orgasm after you write down "I want to have an orgasm" on a piece of paper and wait for 24 hours. And after the 24 hours are up, you have a 1 hour window to have your orgasm. And if you try to have an orgasm without, you will find that it's simply impossible, so that's easier for you to just stay on the edge and enjoy it. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. And focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. Might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple, but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links till I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper, deeper, as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just think, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe, as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to get to level 2 of the Edge. That's right. Once you listen to this file, you will be unable to have an orgasm. The only way to have an orgasm will be to write on a piece of paper, "I want an orgasm," and then wait for 24 hours. And after you waited 24 hours, you will have exactly 1 hour in which you are able to have an orgasm. That's right. Now, of course, this waiting time is designed to help you to achieve a longer and longer time without an orgasm. Whenever it's overwhelming, you might fill out the piece of paper. But then again, you have 24 hours. 24 hours to think about it. 24 hours to wonder if these 2 or 3 seconds of orgasms are really worth throwing all the time you charged up your pleasures away. That's right. You will have 24 hours to think about it, to wonder if it's really worth to throw away days or even weeks of charging your pleasure higher and higher, of accumulating all this pleasure, to throw it all away for just those 2 or 3 seconds of orgasm. That's right. Of course, not being able to have an orgasm will make it incredibly easy for you to edge longer and longer. Just imagine being able to pleasure yourself all you want without any risk of having an orgasm. Because you know it's impossible for you to have an orgasm unless you either fill out the paper and write down, "I want an orgasm," and wait 24 hours, or until you tear up the contract. Now what we are going to do is installing this barrier in your mind. And you likely have experienced a situation where you wanted to have an orgasm, where you were pleasuring yourself, and you found it was just impossible to go over the edge. And so you just kept going and build more and more arousal, because you knew you have to get over the orgasm somehow. And it maybe became more about just finishing it than even enjoying the orgasm. And right now, we are creating this state in your mind permanently. You know that the only way you can have an orgasm is to either end this experience, or write, "I want an orgasm," on a piece of paper and wait for 24 hours. And once the 24 hours are up, you have 1 hour to have the orgasm. Now what we are going to do is install a rubber wall in your mind. A rubber wall that will make it impossible to go over the edge. And right now, I'd like you to imagine it. I'd like you to imagine being just on the edge of orgasm. And you can feel it. You know you're close. You can feel the pleasure, and you know you have to go over the edge. There's this distinct point where you go over the edge, the point of no return. And once you're over the point of no return, the orgasm just happens. And now imagine, it would be impossible to reach this point of no return, because the rubber wall keeps you from going over the edge. And of course, it's a rubber wall. You can lean into it. You can push into it, but you know, it's rubber, it's elastic, it will just push back. And the more you push, the more it pushes back. And this rubber wall is unbreakable, because you know, and especially your subconscious mind knows, that you wanted this experience. This rubber wall will only materialize once you write the level 2 on your commitment, on our little contract. And once you do it, Your subconscious mind knows it's something you want. And because it knows it's something you want, it will be impossible for you to break this rubber wall. And this rubber wall will just hold you there. Just imagine it. Just imagine being right at the edge of orgasm. And you're leaning into this rubber wall. And because it's transparent, you might even feel so close. You might even look down the edge, seeing your orgasm so close, knowing without the rubber wall, you would already tumble down into an orgasm, just enjoying the orgasm, experience it full force. But the rubber wall just stops you, just makes it impossible to fall down, to go over the edge. That's right. And the more you try to push, the more the rubber wall gives in. And yet, you have to exert yourself. You have to actively push, while the rubber wall counters you, always counters you, and just waits for the moment when you're tired to push you back. You know it's impossible to break this rubber wall. It's impossible to get through. It will always hold you back, and it will make it impossible to go over the edge. And that's right. It will simply be impossible. You can stay there right on the edge for as long as you want, and yet you will never go over. Well, unless you write, "I want an orgasm," on a piece of paper and wait 24 hours. And yet, in that case, you have 24 hours to think about it, to wonder if the 2 or 3 seconds of orgasm are really worth throwing away all the time you spend to charge up your lust, your pleasure, your arousal, all the work you put into building it, all the edging you did. That's right. So I want you to feel it right now, to imagine it, to experience it. Just imagine being right there, right on the edge, ready for this orgasm. And yet you find it's completely impossible to go over the edge. It's completely impossible to reach this magical point of no return. And whatever you do, however much you stimulate yourself, however long you edge, it's simply impossible. And of course you will find that this barrier is growing stronger and stronger every time you pleasure yourself. And every time you try to break it, it will just become stronger. That's right. There's nothing you can do. And the more you try to break it, the more you try to push through it, the stronger it will become, making it even more impossible to have an orgasm. That's right. And you might understand that the orgasm is really happening in your brain, and it's really a decision of your subconscious mind. And while it's easy to use hypnosis to give someone an orgasm whenever you want, even when they're not aroused at the time, it's even easier to prevent someone from having an orgasm, because you have this rubber wall, this barrier, that simply makes it impossible to go over the edge. And this going over the edge happens in your brain, not in your genitals. And as long as your subconscious mind knows that you accepted this trigger, it will make it impossible to have an orgasm. And once you write the level 2 on a little contract, on your commitment to edge, you will feel it. You will feel this rubber wall sliding into place, making it absolutely impossible to go over the edge, locking you in this state. And you know the only way to get around it is writing, "I want to have an orgasm," on a piece of paper, and then wait 24 hours. And after 24 hours are up, you have 1 hour to enjoy your orgasm. That's right. You have a window of 1 hour to enjoy your orgasm. And of course this will make having orgasms a little bit harder. And to have an orgasm, you will need a little bit of planning, because you only have this 1 hour window after a 24-hour waiting period. And yet, that's exactly what you wanted when you were listening to this file. You want to experience the edge. You want to experience the build-up of pleasure, of lust, of arousal. You want to experience how high you can push yourself, how much lust, how much pleasure you can accumulate, and what little simple touches are enough to get you close to an orgasm, to get you right on the edge. And now it's time to wake back up again. And once you awake, you can write the level 2 on your contract, and the second you will feel the rubber wall coming down, making it impossible to have an orgasm. I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back, 2, more and more awake, 3, more and more alert, 4, coming back further and further, 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful, 6, your muscles build up tension again, 7, your breathing, your blood pressure, your vital signs are all normalizing, and 8, take a deep breath in with me now, and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up, and 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. Thank you for listening and thank you for being on Edge Level 2 for me. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.